The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. This is the only way to stop the deep state. I have the answer of how to stop the deep state. I'm going to be straightforward with you. It's different than saving America as a whole. I don't know if we can save America as a whole. I would hope. If we stop the deep state, that would give us a chance. Right now, we have no chance. So the first thing you really have to do is stop the deep state. I'll explain the difference between stopping the deep state and saving America. And how you could actually stop the deep state and still not save America. Hopefully I'll remember to get into that. But before I do, most conservatives are not going to tell you what I'm about to tell you. It's frustrating to me because I know for 100% fact that I am right. And I hate when I do that and I know it and I see other people and they'll agree with me if I say it to them. But then they go back to their old ways of, we're going to get them in the next election. And I'm like, they say they've learned, but you can't possibly have truly learned if you're saying we're going to get them in 2024. I'm sorry to all the conservatives out there. There's tons that I respect. There are some of the biggest advocates of exposing the stolen election of 2020. The people who have been heroes in standing up to the left and saying that our election was stolen when they really don't want you to be able to say that. And yet, I'll say names, Steve Bannon, a hero in that aspect. And yet Steve Bannon constantly is all about, we're going to win in 2024. Steve Bannon was all about, I'll give you an example where I was right and Steve Bannon was wrong. And Steve Bannon's great. I don't want to say this. I'm not attacking him. I'm just showing you something. Steve Bannon was screaming that we were going to have this massive red wave. And I kept telling you, there's not going to be a massive red wave. We will probably take the House because they can't cheat in every local election because there's areas in which Republicans completely control. And it's not statewide. It's much easier for them to cheat in statewide elections. So you'll probably see the House, but they're still going to cheat where they can cheat. And you're not going to have the red wave. And the biggest sign will be that Carrie Lake won't be allowed to be governor. And I said, Carrie Lake will easily win and you will watch her not win. And you will know I was right. And the people that told you the big red wave was coming and forgot that our elections are rigged for some reason, you will see that they have forgotten and maybe they'll wake up. And after it all happened and I nailed everything to a T, I came on the next day after the elections were stolen and Carrie Lake didn't get in. And I said, I'm glad this happened. Now everyone will truly wake up. All these conservatives that said, oh yeah, I see it. The elections are stolen. Oh yeah. The deep state. We see it all. We know it all. They'll truly wake up and not be running around saying, we'll get them in 2024. And they didn't wake up. And I'm like, what? They're still running around saying we're going to get them to 2020. Why this frustrates me is because I know it's not true. And I'm all about truth. And I know deep down they know it's not true. Well, maybe they don't. I shouldn't say that deep down because I don't think they're liars and I don't think they're trying to lie. I just think they want to win and they want to get the deep state and they don't realize that's not how you stop the deep state and it never will. We tried it. Donald Trump drained the swamp. What do you think that was? For me, that was it. When I was looking at it and saying Donald Trump needs to, the guy who says you're fired is your catchphrase, needs to go in there and fire everybody. And I meant that the first time and Trump didn't fully comprehend it. He didn't understand how bad it was. I didn't know how bad it was, but I knew it was bad enough that we should at least fire everybody. I knew that. And I didn't know how bad it was. And it was way worse than I even thought. So definitely we should. And Trump didn't do that. He did not drain the swamp. He was not really capable of draining the swamp when you see how bad the deep state was and they came after him. I understand. Trump is much more dangerous now about draining the swamp than he was the first time. He actually might fire everybody in the FBI. He actually might fire everybody at the Department of Justice like I wanted him to do the first time. What people don't realize is there was your chance and it didn't happen. And it wasn't going to happen. And even if he gets in now, I don't think it would happen. I really don't. But here's the thing. The deep state isn't going to let him have that chance. You think they're going to let him fire all of them? When they stole an election in 2020, right before your eyes, do these people, like Steve Bannon, they believe that Donald Trump won in a landslide? They believe that. They know he did. And they saw them shut down states and steal the election. And then they'll run around and tell you, but in 2024, you know, if Trump's going to get so many votes, he's going to win. Folks, Trump could get 90% of the vote. And I don't know why they don't wake up to this. This is what I'm trying to wake my wonderful friends that are conservatives. Trump could get 90% of the vote and the vote count will say that he lost. Do you understand? Maybe it's because I grew up in Detroit and I never saw a fair election my whole life. And maybe that's what it takes. And people have not had my experiences. I know what it's like to see an election stolen and you know there's no chance. And next time, you know there's no chance. And the next time, you know there's no chance. And the next time, you know there's no chance the good guy's going to win. I saw that my whole life living in the Detroit area. So to me, this isn't a shock. Okay. With all that said, I'm not trying to make you wait. I'm trying to explain to you my frustration. And I have to lay this foundation that you're not going to win by elections. Elections are not going to drain the DC swamp because Washington, DC will never drain itself. Is that not true? Do you think Washington, DC is going to correct itself? Even if you put some good people in there, is there enough good people, even with a Trump administration, is there enough good people that are going to be placed and you're going to be able to fish out all the rhinos? And there isn't going to be anybody that's going to be willing to be paid up. There's going to be enough to drain the entire thing and totally turn Washington, D.C. around. Do you really think that can happen? Because I don't. I think Washington, D.C. is so corrupt from top to bottom. You cannot fix it. You can't go in there and fix it. I don't think you can. So if you get to that understanding, and I don't think you have fair elections in this country. So no matter how good Trump is, I don't think he'll be allowed to win. And if they can't rig the election, I think they take it to the next level. And Trump will not see Inauguration Day, even if he won. And that's why I've warned Trump. Because I love you, man, because you're my favorite president of all time, even though you've messed up. I don't even blame you. They tricked you in areas. I know that. The mistakes that I saw that happen, I know you were dealing with people that just lie straight face to you. I don't blame you. Whenever people didn't do what you said is the problem. That was the problem. If people did what you said, everything would have been fine. So I love Donald Trump. I think he's the best president we've had. Better than Ronald Reagan in my lifetime. I can't compare him to presidents that I wasn't alive because I don't really know. And I don't even trust history books fully about what they say. So I can only go off of my lifetime. And in my lifetime, Donald Trump was the best president of all time. So I clearly want Donald Trump to be president. I'm not a rhino. I'm not a Trump. I'm one of the biggest Trump supporters there is. And I'm telling you, Trump isn't going to save America. They're not going to let him. Okay. What is the only way? Well, I've said it many times, so many of you should know if you're a regular listener, but it might not be on the forefront of your mind at this point. The only way you can stop the deep state is by the states. This is how your founding fathers set it up. Your founding fathers set up America that if there ever is a federal government that goes out of control, they gave the power actually to the states. The states had the power, not the federal government. This is what the founding fathers want to happen when a federal government's out of control. They want the individual states to stand up and say no to the federal government. And you think, well, look, give me an example. Super simple. One of the first things you can do to really stop all the power in Washington, D.C. is Republican governors who have control of their states say no to the FBI. You will not function in my state. The FBI has to get permission to function in their state. If the governor says you don't have permission to function in my state, they can't function in that state. The governor can kick them out. As soon as you do that, you have neutered the FBI. And if you neuter the FBI and they now are just people that only have power in D.C. and they can't really do anything, then you've neutered Washington, D.C. That's not a joke. First thing you do, and this is how I'll know if states are standing up to the federal government. If they don't do this, then your state isn't standing up to the federal government and never will. In order for a state to show that it's going to stand up to the federal government and use the power of the state like it should to stop an out-of-control federal government, that's how the founding fathers set up our governmental system so states would have the power to do this. So this is all legal. This is how it should be done. If the states don't kick the FBI, the political arm of an out-of-control federal government and their power to oppress people in those states, if you don't kick the FBI out of your state, you are not fighting the federal government. You're not standing up to the federal government. You're all talk. You're just a politician saying you're conservative, and you're just saying things. You're not doing anything. I need action. And the very first action you have to do is kick the federal government out of your states. From that point on, then you look at your state and you get all your consultants around and say, we're not letting the federal government push us around anymore. I already know what the federal government's to do. I know why you're scared to do that. Well, the Biden administration will come and the federal government will say that they're not going to give us funding. Guess where the federal government gets its funding from? From you. So all you have to do is say, oh, okay, well, we're not going to send you any of our tax revenue dollars. We're not giving you any of it. We're keeping it all to ourselves. You get none. And we will run our government, not dependent on federal funds or grants. We'll just use our own taxes like we're supposed to for our own state. What a concept. Wow, now you've really neutered the federal government. Do you know what you just did with just those two things? You just won. You just stopped the deep state. That's what you just did. Do you realize that? Do you see how easy it is to actually stop the deep state? I don't even have to say anything more. It's this simple. It's not hard. But every conservative is running around on TV, on radio, telling you, next time, the next election. And they've told you this your whole life. Why do you believe it? You know it's not true. It is not going to happen in the next election, even if they win the election, which Donald Trump won. We tried their playbook. Hey, if you put Donald Trump in the drain the swamp guy, and I was hoping he could do it, and I was on board with it. Yeah, drain the swamp, Trump. Get in there and do it. It didn't work. It was way more corrupt than any of us even knew. And since I saw that, I know it will never work that way. Our founding fathers didn't even want it to work that way, by the way. They want it to work the way I'm saying. That's what your founding fathers wanted. And no, why don't conservatives know this? Okay, if I say this to a conservative who's running around telling you the 2024 election, a conservative that I really like, if I tell them this, they will say to my face, oh, yeah. And then they forget or something. I don't know what happens. Then it's all about, oh, we gotta figure out how to drain the swamp. No, you need states, conservative states, to stand up to an out-of-control federal government. Governors have to adhere to their oath of office to protect their citizens from threats domestic and abroad. But our biggest threat in the states are the domestic terrorists in the federal government. They're out of control, and the states have to stand up. Now, let me make the point that I said at the beginning I was going to make. I am only giving you the only way and the true way, and it would work, of how to stop the deep state. You can truly stop the deep state by doing this. And there's more you can do, but just those two things will stop the deep state. I guarantee it. But that doesn't mean America has victory. It doesn't mean you saved America. Remember, there are liberal states. And what will happen is now you have a battle between states and the federal government. You're going to have liberal states trying to persecute conservative states. And you're going to have a constitutional chaos, probably. You'll stop the deep state, but it's not a guarantee that you'll save America. Here's another reason why it's no guarantee you would save America. This is what you can do that the Founding Fathers set up. This is what you can do lawfully, legally. This is what you can do without, you know, having some sort of stinking civil war, which we can't afford to have, and I would never call for, because America would be destroyed if it did, and our enemies would blow us up right away if there ever was a civil war. They'd jump on us, so it'd be stupid to ever have one. This isn't the 1800s. You can't have a civil war without getting nuked by your enemies. Understand? You can't weaken yourself to that point. Your enemies will kill you. So that's not an option. But this is an option without having war, which is great. But morally, the problem with America is morals. Everyone wants God to save America, and they want, you know, Trump to come in and God to use him to save America. The problem is God is looking at the morals of America. And if you are not becoming more moral in your own personal life, you can't expect other people to. So first, start with yourself. Make sure you're living a more moral life. In the last 5 years, are you living more morally or less morally or the same? And if you're the same, that's not good. You want to at least be improving. Some people are worse off than they were 5 years ago morally. Is society more moral or more immoral? Are we heading towards a society that is rejecting and having a revival towards Christian values? Or is America rejecting Christian values and heading towards even more immorality? I say we're heading towards even more immorality. So we could do what I'm saying, stop the deep state, and God still would probably judge us because we're not fixing our morality. So we need to fix our morality and stop the deep state. And then I think God would start blessing us. But I don't think either one of these things are going to happen. I don't think we're going to fix our morals as a whole. I think individuals can. But as a whole of society, I don't think we're going to get more moral. I think we're going to continue to slide into immorals. And I don't think governors are going to stand up to the federal government. I at least want that to happen. That's the least thing you could do, is have a governor stand up to the federal government, and then the others hopefully would follow. I want you to understand, if you're putting the hope in Donald Trump, no, they're coming for Donald Trump. They're going to indict him again, but now they're going to do it with federal charges. If you think they're not, I ask you, why do you think they wouldn't? Take a listen to Grant Stinchfield talking about this.
Then we get word, folks, that there could be charges coming down against President Trump. I'm telling you, the left, Democrats, weaponized DOJ, this is a big mistake. This is my friend Jack Posobiec talking about the potential for charges right here on Real America's Voice.
I'm going to be very, very clear about this. there is going to be a federal indictment of President Trump, and it is going to be over this Mar-a-Lago document seizure, classified, not classified, this whole thing. The system does not want the regular people, the average Joes, the working class, the middle class of this country to have power. And they're going to do anything they can, anything within their power to stop that movement.
Jack is usually spot on, which is why I have some concern over what he's saying. But part of me says the left has to see what Alvin Bragg did to Donald Trump and send him into the stratosphere as far as the persecution goes against him and what that did to his base and even independents across the country. If the left moves to indict President Trump over this classified document deal at Mar-a-Lago, one, they're going to push President Trump even further in front of Joe Biden, and you're going to have to indict Joe Biden. There's no way you get around that.
Okay. I love Grant Stinchfield. Grant, they can easily indict him and just have a double standard and never do anything to Joe Biden. Hunter's laptop, you can say it. There's no way they can't prosecute. Of course they can. They just don't do it. And they laugh at you. I don't understand this. And then I would agree with Grant that, Trump's poll numbers will go up. And he's saying, and he later on says, you know, it's a stupid move by them because Trump's going to, as if we have fair elections, Grant. This is what I'm saying. This is my frustration. How do these people say they believe that the election was stolen and then turn to you and tell you, you know, if they do this, they're not going to do it because Trump's going to go up in the polls. Folks, if Trump gets 90% of the vote, they know they'll steal it. They don't care if he goes up in the polls. They're going to indict him. And this is how you'll know I'm right and they're wrong. The people that are telling you we're going to win or Trump's going to go up in the polls or they can't do it because Trump's, that's going to give Trump to be more emboldened. They're going to do it. They're not worried. They know the elections are stolen clearly far more than conservatives know the elections are rigged. Democrats in Washington, D.C. and the deep state are well aware they can steal and rig a presidential election. Apparently, it is conservatives who are not aware of this still to this day. And it is frustrating to me. Stop, conservatives, stop telling people they're going to win in elections. Do the real truth. Governors have to stand up to the federal government because it's out of control. That's how you stop the deep state. It's that simple. Kick the FBI out and say we're not sending our tax money to the federal government anymore. Bam! You stop the deep state. That's the only way. There is no other way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Being informed is important, but being informed with the truth is essential. Visit thenewamerican.com for news you can trust.